Muslim women need Khilafah to secure their honor, not conditional apologies based on liberal values. News. Sky Sports and other news outlets reported a headline on Wednesday, the 30th of October, 2024, that a Muslim woman footballer banned from playing for wearing tracksuit bottoms instead of shorts receives FA apology. This incident relates to Iqra Ismail, who was told she wasn't allowed to play for her local football club in the UK when she refused to compromise her religious beliefs and wear shorts. The coach said to her that the trousers were a breach of the dress rules. In a statement, she said, "They ask me why women's football lacks diversity, why it is difficult to find women who look like me in the competitive game. Things like this are the reason." In a video posted on social media, Ismail said, "The Greater London Women's Football League have stopped me from playing because of my religious beliefs, because I refuse to wear shorts with my playing kit." Comment. This incident may seem like a victory for Muslim women and their rights. However, we as followers of the Quran and Sunnah can never allow our values and expectations to be defined by non-Islamic sources. This apology was given conditionally, and that means that liberal values are the measure of good and bad, not what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many other aspects to the conduct and morals of Muslim women that entities such as the Football Association will oppose. The public display of a woman and her aura, physical movements in a sports capacity, with males watching on show, may have clear contradictions in the hukum sharia laws. Also, these permissions can be given and taken away on the whim of public opinion. It should be noted that the Khilafah is the only valid authority that will ensure that the Muslima will never have her rights removed or violated generationally. We as women cannot have a legacy where our daughters are treated like options in a game to be disrespected and humiliated according to sporting trends or fashions in social ideas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a clear mindset on how we view the progress of the Islamic identity and how the Emir secures it as the valid political leader of the Islamic State, who will oversee all areas of the systems from health, wealth, justice, and education. It is not befitting of the believer to beg a non-Islamic authority for any kind of permissions.
هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ وَأُخَرَ مُتَشَابِهَاتٌ فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولي الألباب.
It is He who has sent down to you, O Muhammad, the book. In it are verses that are precise. They are the foundation of the book and others unspecific. As for those in whose hearts is deviation from the truth, they will follow that of it which is unspecific, seeking discord and seeking an interpretation suitable to them. And no one knows its true interpretation except Allah. But those firm in knowledge say, "We believe in it, all of it is from our Lord," and no one will be reminded except those of understanding. With this clear reminder, we must view our victories not as fleeting sports achievements, as the hellfire and jannah goals are not to be taken as a game. True winning comes from full submission to the Quran and Sunnah and not partial implementation of Islam. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Imran Muhammad.